networking and to be introduced to all the listeners of Radio Freikaiser.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for this opportunity, of course, because I was here in Amsterdam, and I'm here in Amsterdam because I was on the Next 5 Minutes Festival, or how can I say?
Conference,
mm-hmm. Right?
Media orgy.
Media orgy.
Right? Right, and I made also some of my programmings, and I put on the air some of my mixes, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this music, this beautiful music, what we hear today,
yeah.
Also. And well, the main reason why I'm here is to make some informations.
To get information.
To give also.
To give, yes. We got some beautiful stickers from a magazine that's forbidden.
Well, almost, not forbidden, but it's quite dangerous for the regime in Croatia. I mean, they are not so popular. Argzin, it's the magazine which is dealing with politics, culture, arts of civil society. As you know, there is some war going on down there. Or
yeah, I remember something
in
Zagreb.
Yes, I heard something about it. Yes.
Yes.
And therefore, the whole magazine is some kind of opposition to the mainstream of politics, and to the mainstream of culture, to the mainstream. So etc. etc.
Ah, perfect.
I hope so. And also Radio TTT, Radio Turn the Tape, has its own column in that magazine, and we are, I am writing about radio as a media, radio as a broadcasting for a broad mind broadening, of course, because it's one of the main problem that a lot of people are they live in mediocrity and in stereotypes.
Yeah,
and
so broaden your horizon.
Definitely, definitely.
More experience, more sounds from something else than
from
state
anywhere.
TV and state radio and state newspaper.
Right. Yes. Because the main medias, the main national medias are all controlled by government. And of course, if you want to know something else, you can't get that information from the national medias.
They don't play punk rock.
Definitely not. Definitely not. That's the problem, of course.
So what is your main task within the radio Turn the Tape?
Well, as the name says, Turn the Tape, it's not just the Turn the Tape in your cassette deck, but also Turn the Tape in your heads. Make something else. I mean, act something. Make something that... make other people scream.
Make them live.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
yes,
make them experience. But what do you do? You do interviews, or you are DJ, or you mix, or you make sounds?
Myself, you mean?
Yeah,
me?
What do you do?
Well, I made some sound mixes, and also I have a so-called early in the morning show. It's early in the morning, in 10 a.m. of course. And we are making also, my friend and me, we have also the Brown Virgin and Jim Gash show. It's broadcasted after midnight. And, well, it's a kind of a freaky radio show. You can't, well, it's, of course, hard to translate all those stuff because we are working pretty in the local level. And of course, of the national level, I mean, about the themes. But the whole stuff is pretty interesting to the listeners, and we are trying to make it good. I mean, we want to make it even better.
Yeah. So, is it also music and sounds with also information mixed?
Well.
Or is it only techno and blah blah blah?
As first, we don't deal with the techno. That's the main point. We had on internet some wrong information. I don't know by whom, who put that information that we are dealing with techno. That's not true at all. Because we are just several people on that radio. We are just not that type of people. And that's it.
So you have information in your mixes? Political informations, underground information?
Well, yes, actually we are dealing also, we give to our listeners also informations about society, about politics, or so-called, we don't want to make insider reportages. We are making outside the repertoire. Why? Because we can't get that counter information that against that official media, but we can make a story out of it.
Yes.
So that's the point also, that if you can't get a story, a real story that's behind those walls, behind those doors on some meetings and conferences, then you can make a story out of it.
Yes.
So,
did you bring your tapes with you?
Well, I did not, because not that kind of tapes. I broadcasted on the Next 5 Minutes radio some tapes, but those were mixes, sound mixes, ordinary sound mixes, how can we say it, and some of the music, because those tapes with shows about politics are on Croatian, and it's not so, I think, but it's not that it's not so interesting for the listeners here.
They don't understand it.
Yes, that's the problem. That's the main problem, of course.
Yes. Well, it would be
and
nice to hear some.
It doesn't have any sense, of course.
No. It's impossible, of course, to translate a mix, because you have to get into the mix and then let it come to you.
Yeah, of course.
Luckily, you brought a lot of punk music with you from Croatia.
Yeah.
So I think we can listen to that again.
Yes, please.
Yes. What should we play now for Croatia?
I don't know.
That's a CD.
Sorry.
There's a woman on the front with...
Yes, the Vjeran Pas, the four, three. Fuck Familia from Let's 3.
Aha. We praten verder met Dadi uit Zagreb. Dat is een radiopiraat daar dus. En het is helaas in het Engels, maar hij spreekt gewoon geen Nederlands. Dus dan houd het even op voor de mensen die geen Engels kunnen. Maar ik ga ervan uit dat de meeste mensen wel de Engelse taal machtig zijn. Well, Dadi, you broadcast with the radio TTT, Turn the Tape.
Right.
You broadcast in Zagreb.
Yes.
Is it only to be received in Zagreb, or?
Yes, well, Zagreb and local area, of course, because we have several transmitters with several strengths, and well, those are not so strong as some national-wide radios. They are well local for the local population, of course. We can be heard from the one location. What we have some 12 or 13 kilometers in circle, and with other we can be heard well some even 25-30 kilometers.
That's very good.
That's good enough. And we also have a mobile transmitter. It's only 1.5 watt, and it's heard just for 2 blocks or something. But it's quite good, because when we are changing locations, then we use the mobile. We put just a tape on the transmitter, and we drive it all the way to the other location, etc., etc. And it's interesting to confuse the listeners also. Well, oh, what's happened? Oh, they were on this frequency just 5 minutes ago. What happened to them? Oh, they are back. Wow. What's this?
it's of course illegal to broadcast in.
Definitely,
Zagreb,
yeah. Definitely. We have really oppressive laws against radio piracing lately in several last years. And well, just for instance, to say that if you turn on the transmitter and you've been caught, you can get 3 years of prison just for that.
Jesus.
Hey, that's the difference between free radios somewhere else and in Croatia, right?
Yes.
And that's a problem that the police in Croatia has a very good equipment for tracing the radio pirates, and so it's quite dangerous.
So you're running around with a transmitter, just like you said.
Yes, we have to change locations, and we have to change. We were a little bit paranoid in the beginning, and we had to move all the antenna and the transmitter and everything around, and it was quite annoying. But now we decided to change locations of the studio and to make some programming further.
Yeah. Do you broadcast live, or do you have your programs on cassettes?
The basic idea was to make cassettes, but we did it sometime. But we are also making some live programming, and we are also making some. We are involved in internet and in email radioing. Can we say it?
Mm.
Because sometimes we don't have even well. When we feel that the situation in town or in the whole country is not like we want it, then we even don't broadcast.
Yeah.
A week, 2 weeks, even well. So we have some, you know, we just have to feel it somehow. What's the situation around you? And therefore, I think that our live shows are pretty well. I just told it to one of my friends who are working on those live shows that we have to have guts for that. Really.
I can understand that. But if you stop with broadcasts like for a week or two, how do your listeners know you're on the air again?
Well, because we send that's a technical stuff. We have some kind of a beeper which is broadcasted through the whole FM frequencies, and if you listen to some other radio, then just hear a bleep, and oh, that means okay, radio turn the tape is on, and that's it.
And then you have to look for the frequency.
Yes. Right. We broadcast on several frequencies, but the main one is 105. But for example, at this moment, if the boys and girls are working on some other frequency, never mind. It's we are somewhere on the FM. So it's not a problem at all.
Is the big group who makes radio?
Well, not. Actually, we are 11.
11 people.
Yeah, 11 people. And we are not always on the radio. We are not always on that same locations, etc., etc. A lot of people are working, are doing their own programs at home, and they just contribute with tapes or just make some kind of contacts with it and come to the radio and make it. Also, that's the interesting part of it, that for example, you ask for about techno. We are not interested in techno at all, but for example, it's something, well, for not for me, it's not similar. One of the main, not shall we say programmers, is involved a lot of in jungle. But why? Because a lot of us, we are so-called children of the new age, new wave. Of the music, punk and new wave. And it does have a lot in common with reggae, with ragamuffin, with breakbeat, and of course with the jungle. Mm-hmm. Also, yes. And therefore some of the programs what is made by the DJ Boyo, so-called, it has a lot of jungle in it. Jungle music.
Can I also put that in the cultural thing of Zagreb? If you go out to a dance hall or somewhere, yes, disco, you have also jungle and ragamuffin?
Yes, yes. We have several coffee shops or cafe bars, as we call it, of course. There is constantly some kind of... well, they are profiled as jungle clubs, for example, or we even have some several clubs that are profiled with, I don't know, make totally mainstreamed, etc. We can, you know, profiles.
Right. And you don't have house parties in Zagreb or techno parties, or I think they have.
There are, yes, no. there are some. Initially, the Radio TTT was also involved in working in one, shall we say, a rave club. Something like that. Well, Space Aggressor. Mm-hmm. But it was not just music, and it's not just clubbing. It was a whole segment of subculture. Yes. So it was the really interesting stuff. I mean, therefore were those informations on the internet that we are techno. No, we are not, but we are dealing with it also as friends, as a support, etc.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to have... I think that the same situation is also here or anywhere in the world. You have to make good connections, and you have to make all the support between groups, between artists, between, you know, anything.
All kinds of segments in
right,
the
between also squatters, etc.
Yeah. Well, squatters. Let's talk about later. We're going to listen to the next CD.
Yes.
And I don't know exactly what that is, but you know it.
Which one? I mean, it's Continentio from Lead 3. Right.
Želi ga niko, ne poznaje ga. Niko ti nigde ne idemo i ništa nam ne treba ne. Ljubavi su bombe naše i šupat će srce, ono je vaše. Kada te ponude jedi, uzmi i pij. Uvijek je bilo svega će bit, jer mi možemo gasiti svjetla i paliti mrak. A vrijeme je naše i samo za nas. Ljudi što jesi, nema zakona jače kod nas. Continentio, skontra, gdje se sakrio.
fantastisch. Echt te gek gewoon. Okay, you said the keyword squatters.
Yes.
Squatting in Zagreb.
Squatting in Zagreb. Well, it doesn't have a long history of squatting. But we had one of the, well, so-called main squatting place that was the Stara Kuglana, the old bowling house. That was a building which was intended to be torn down, torn up, and well, the subcultural circles wanted to make something out of it, not to allow to turn it down. And the squatting was pretty interesting because a whole bunch of different people came to squat that building, and there were also techno freaks, they were also punks there, or there were also some, I don't know how
students.
To call them. Students, etc., etc. But diverse, with diverse
backgrounds.
Interests and backgrounds, that's right. But the idea of squatting was really, really live in that moment and that place. And, well, of course, you know a lot of squatting, and you know that when nobody pays attention on a building, it's ruined, etc., etc. But if somebody wants to squat it, then the owner comes just in 5 seconds or 5 minutes to there, and oh, what fuck, what's this, what, etc., etc. Calls the police, etc., etc. So, well, let's shorten it a little bit. They just came with anti-terrorist special units.
Oh my God! So you squatted it with a lot of people, and then
well, at that moment when the units came in, the squat was at least 30 people.
Yeah, and it was in the same day it was squatted, or did you?
No. It lasted some few days.
Uh-huh.
But of course, because we had some kind of negotiations with ordinary police, etc., with of course with the owner too.
Mm-hmm.
But they were deaf, dumb, and blind,
mm-hmm.
for our interest, etc. And even we had some connections in town council,
mm-hmm.
to make it somehow official or somehow, you know, as a kind of youth movement or something.
Yes.
But it didn't come true because those people in town council weren't so strong, politically strong enough to support us in
to get something done there.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And therefore, the police involved their anti-terrorist squad, and it was a disaster. Well,
so
I mean,
in
some
there
some
with
of people
30 people, and then they
yes,
come.
then just they came with CS gas, and they just beat some people up, etc., etc. I mean, okay, that's the usual thing in squats. Sorry, I mean. that's the experience of squatting.
Yes.
But we didn't want to make any kind of fight against, because if we would fight against the anti-terrorist unit, I think that they will even shoot at us.
Yes.
And it's not our interest, of course.
To get shot. No, it's not very nice.
Of course.
So how can I see that? Because I want to go on with that. Is the terrorist squad, how many police is that then? How many police were there on the street to evict 30 people of a big building?
Well, they came with, I don't know, some 6 or 7 vans. And, of course, with Land Rovers, with all the equipment they need against CS gas, etc., etc. With all, they had even the water thrower.
Mm-hmm. Water thrower, yeah.
Yes, but they didn't use it because there was no
big mob outside.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right, because the whole building is a little bit it's practically in the center of the city, but it's not on the main place or something, main
road.
Square or something.
Yeah.
It's a little bit backyards, etc. So we couldn't have initial support made out of common people, common citizens. So it was a little bit,
it was oppressed.
Oppressed.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
It was oppressed.
Yeah. So that's the only attempt to squat something.
Well, no. For example, the Space Aggressor, that techno club or techno sub cultural idea movement. We were also in one building that belonged several years ago to the youth organization, the so-called social youth organization of Croatia. And now in these days, some of those, how does it, as Croatian Democratic Union, some of their youth, this kind of nationalist party.
Yeah, yeah.
Their youth wanted to make it their own club. So, well, that was... We wanted to make it, you know, some kind of cooperation. We are not the same political idea, of course. We don't share it.
But you can share the space.
Yes, yeah, we can share the space at least.
Yeah.
But they didn't want it.
Hmm.
They didn't want it. They even throw out our DJ. Well, some of the techno freaks knows about DJ Fuck.
Mm.
That was one of the main DJs there, and well, it was you know,
what a name. You call yourself DJ Fuck, you get fucked anyway. Who fucked who?
Right. Right. And well, as you say in common Croatian language, najeboje, that means he fucked up. I mean, he got fucked.
Yeah, najeboja. No, that's a good one. Najeboja.
Najeboja, yes.
Remember that one, guys and girls? Okay,
right.
So there is no squats anymore?
Well, at this moment, no, but... As I understand the feelings of that subcultural movement, there will be, and we hope that will be some other squads. But the problem is that the same anti-terrorist unit made that shit there on that squad made also some very bad moves in Samobor. That's the small town near Zagreb, and they to say a short story, there was a punk concert there, and of course there was some 250 or 300 punks on the concert, and they just didn't want to allow that kind of concert in that town. Well, mm-hmm. And of course the anti-terrorist units came there and made a bloody mess out of the concert, and they even paralyzed the whole city to find all those fucking punks. They are somewhere in the city, etc., etc. So
they mobilized the citizens to beat up punks.
No. There were enough of the policemen on the streets, and it was pretty. I told you, bloody mess.
Yeah,
bloody mess. And therefore, now is a little bit. The whole scene is a little bit quiet, just to see what's happening further, because we had some local elections and the whole town council has been changed.
What party is it now? What kind of political direction?
Liberal party connected with some peasant party, connected with social democratic party, so etc., etc. And I see your face. And perhaps here in the Netherlands it doesn't work, but in Zagreb we hope it will work.
Yeah, yeah. I was hoping. I see a little entrance for a big question to them. From please, can we have a social youth center?
Yes,
for all the
definitely.
Segments of cultural things that's going on in youth culture.
Right, right.
I see maybe that works.
You and know, even our shall we say subculture group movement has even a town councillor. So he's
in the council.
He's in the council, yes, and he, you know, he's broad-minded, and that's definitely the good stuff.
Yeah.
But as I heard in the last few days, our president of Croatia didn't want to make an announcement and didn't want to make the whole town council work. Fuck.
What is in his name again?
Franjo Tuđman.
Dan weten we dat ook weer.